Today is Friday, April the 28th, and you'll listen to the Grains Matter Chatter podcast presented by Northcore Grains. I'm your host, Dolores Foster, and I'm joined here by my co-host, Mr. Jeffrey Guy.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening to everybody. Dolores, let's get right into the markets, as Brian says, now the markets.
Now the markets, that's right.
What a week it was.
Not a very positive week, Jeffrey.
Very poor week, disgusting week, brutal week, whatever negative you want to say, it was bad. Corn prices, old crop corn down like $20, new crop $13, soybeans $11, $12, $13 across the board. Spring wheat was hammered. Old crop spring wheat down $27, new crop down $17, that's brutal enough. Winter wheat down $17, $18 across the board. So things were negative.
That is, those are some pretty big numbers for 1 week, Jeff.
Oh, that is just brutal. Brutal, brutal. Let's see. Our exchange didn't really have much to do with it this week. We stayed within about 80 basis points. Closed at the high end, just under 74 cents. Oil prices, crude oil prices, they were down earlier in the week. Kind of rebound a little bit, but they closed around $75. Remember just a few weeks ago that OPEC Plus said we're going to cut production starting May 1st. Prices went up over $80 a barrel, but they couldn't maintain that because there's just not enough global demand right now for crude oil. The economy.
That's interesting. You would think that there would be more need of oil.
And it's not because everything's turned green, it's just that the economies are going slower than what everybody was projecting, you know.
And maybe it has to do with the fact that there's maybe less oil being used at home to heat your house because it's spring.
Who knows? I don't know. We joke about the war. There's a war going on. You do not need oil to wage a war. So local basis levels were lower this week, but just mostly in corn. And that's really the Eastern Ontario market has big supply, the Ontario and Quebec market, everybody's got a big supply, and there's just lack of demand with exports not going now. So that's why local basis levels have gone lower. And, you know, we talked prices were down this week. Friday, though, look at the board, Dolores. What do we see on Friday?
Almost everything is positive for the day. Which is nice to end the week, but really, when you had such a negative week all week.
I know, like corn's basically flat today. Look at soybeans up nearby 15 cents.
Yeah. So you're telling me that it could have been a lot worse.
Could have been a lot worse. You know, spring wheat there up 19 cents in the nearby. Winter wheat up about 4 cents. So things could have been a lot worse. Even though they were poor, 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 could have been a lot worse. So let's get into the different markets. Corn. You know, corn started the week negative because of China.
Yes, China announced last week that they were canceling some corn some purchased corn, and I think we assume that they're replacing that with purchases from Brazil. But then they came out again this week and canceled more.
Well, it's really the start of this week, and then the middle of this week, and then there was three different times and some cancellations on there. So it comes up to about 25 million bushels. I actually heard from one broker that they have to pay a penalty to get out of these contracts.
So you're telling me that Brazil's corn is so much cheaper than the U.S. that they're willing to pay a fee to get out of the purchases.
I heard the penalty was 10 cents a bushel, and Brazil's corn is like $1.20 to $1.50 less expensive.
That's crazy.
So that's pretty good money made on paying a penalty of 10 cents. But I think
the penalty should be higher.
We've always been really led to believe there was no penalty. China just cancels.
Yeah.
Whether there's penalty or not, it's who knows. So also in the corn market, the planting progress is kind of negative for corn because it's staying above the five-year average in the U.S. The growing crop in Brazil is getting great growing conditions. Market's planning on a big crop out of there, and nothing that's happening in Brazil would lead you to believe otherwise right now. So corn was negative, but really the big thing was China's hurt it by canceling orders and moving all their orders now over to Brazil.
So I think the ethanol crush is also down. Did they not announce that this week?
Yeah, it was down. It's down. Well, the last 3 weeks, ethanol crush has been, I think, down 6%, up 5%, down 4% week to week. They're kind of lacking their stability of other years. They seem to be jumping up and down on the amount of crush each week. But they're still projected anywhere from 5.1 to 5.4 million bushels or billion bushels of corn to use in it. So it's still a massive, massive part in the corn market, but it's could always be more. Could always be more. So soybeans. So soybean meal had a big negative week this week. It was kind
of soybean meal has really been what has been the driver in the soybean market for a long time.
Yeah.
So what happened this week?
The market just decided it didn't need to be the driver, I think. We've been writing constant that soybean meal nearby demand is driving the price. Nearby demand, their soybean meal is worth more. There's a premium on the stuff over the next month than there is out over 2 or 3 months. Somehow this week they figured out, why are we paying more when we don't really have to? And it just seemed they let prices go down and the demand's still the same. There's been no big cut in livestock in the U.S. The demand's there, but they just kind of, maybe they smartened up a little bit.
We actually heard a little bit of a scary rumor this week about beans coming out of Brazil into the U.S. or into Canada and supplying the market other than local.
Yeah, so local every beans. Year, there's always talk, it seems like every year, of soybeans from Brazil and Argentina, but Brazil coming into the eastern U.S. Usually it's a lot closer to harvest time in the U.S., like August, whatever, July, August. This year, supposedly last week, there was 2 or 3 vessels purchased into the U.S. And we're being told by brokers at hand work in those markets that it's soybeans are cheap enough out of Brazil to come into Canada, Quebec and Ontario. I guess time will tell the story on that one, whether they make it this far north or not. So,
It's interesting.
That is a big negative for the market, though. So, big negative. Talking about negatives, what about wheat? Remember, we already said our spring wheat prices were down $27 this week.
Yes, wheat was a big loser this week, unfortunately.
Wheat had some big negative news and positive news. On the negative, or let's say on the positive, Russia's openly talking about their issues with the Black Sea trade agreement. They seem to be talking more and more that they're not going to renew it come May 18th.
But I think this is the story before they renew every time. So I think the market has just got fed up with that news and it's really not supporting the wheat
whatsoever. I think you're completely right on that one. So it's seems to be the way. But so on the negative side for wheat, StatsCan reported this week the Canadian farmer is going to plant 7.5% more spring wheat this year. So that's a big negative. But then the analysts like to say, well, that survey was taken back in December. Who knows whether they get all those acres planted or not, or if they still want to plant that many acres.
Especially with the planting progress thus far in our area, anyways, here in Eastern Ontario, there really hasn't been a whole lot planted.
Yeah, so the
that number could be slashed significantly.
And remember, the big spring wheat acres are out west, and they're like it looks like their spring planting is going to be delayed, much like in the major spring wheat growing areas of the U.S. So it's will all those acres get planted? Will they get planted too late to have optimum yields? We'll have to wait and see what happens in that, and nobody really knows yet. There was some moisture came for rains into the hard red winter growing areas of the U.S. That's areas that have been extremely dry, you know, really droughted, and that those crops are rated very poor right now. And will that be enough rain to help it or not? It's another one of those things that time's going to tell. And it's funny, in the U.S. you have 3 real distinct crops in the wheat. The hard red winter is struggling. Soft red winter supposedly is wintered really well, looks good. And the hard red spring is the story's just starting to be written on that one for the year. So,
yes, I guess time will tell.
Yeah, that's my saying, time will tell. So, So locally, you know, there was limited plantings this week driving around. I did see a couple corn planters out there going.
We've seen a few.
Yep, there's some corn getting planted, still some spring cereals being planted. There's still people waiting to plant their spring cereals too. So, you know, hopefully things get going. But weather forecast, things look great today, but the forecast kind of looks like things might be slow for a few more days.
Things are not looking so great next week, but you know what? The weatherman's been wrong before, so there's still hope.
Yeah, the weatherman's wrong a few times in this, a few times every day, I think. So I think that's about it for this week. Summarize, things were brutal this week. So let's be that optimistic farmer and just say things will...
Well, they hopefully can't get much worse.
No. Yeah, they'll be better next week. So you heard it here first. Things will be better next week.
Thanks for tuning in. Hope everyone has a great weekend, and we'll talk to you guys next week.
Bye for now.